Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This is Tim Roy, and you're listening to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty. You nervous? Am I nervous?
Come on, man. Don't front.
For what? Seriously, for what?
Game two, the Wolves tonight.
No.
You think it's over?
I'm not nervous about it. I was way more nervous about the Warriors series.
Yeah, especially Saturday game three.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
I can't let that one go.
I mean, Jaden McDaniels said enough is enough.
Steiny, stop.
You still don't understand defense is half the game, and that if a team wants to take something away, they can, and they did. They took away Jimmy Butler.
All right, what's Minnesota going to take away tonight?
That's a good team. That's a good team over there in Oklahoma City. Hey, I see some calls I'm going to get to on the other side, but I just wanted to say hello to Ken. Ken is here, and I wanted to just...
Ananobi has one more foul shot.
Try to compose yourself when the Pacers hit this game with
him. All right. He made the second. It's a two-point game. Bring it the link, fellas, and hit a three. Two-point game, 6 seconds to go. Halliburton driving. He's in the lane. He nearly lost it. He backs up and unloads a three.
Oh!
That did not happen! It hit the back of the rim. It popped high into the air, and it dropped gently through the net. The scoreboard shows 125-125. It's called a two-point shot.
Wow.
OT.
That's how you, man, you really stuck it to kids.
Hey, you know, yeah. Hi, guys.
Is
hi,
he wearing
hi,
gear?
Jersey Ken, but
I was
also
going to, Goo. Yeah. I was going to, but I knew you guys would bring it up. So, you know, Steiny, we've become, I would say, more than
listen
coworkers. I think we've become friends, but that
careful
was uncalled for. And unfriendly.
Don't blame us, Ken.
And you know what? It was also premature because if people remember yesterday when he did that, when he made that shot, an unbelievable shot,
right.
He did it a little premature, wouldn't you say? The toe was on the line.
But you still lost.
You know what? Let's listen to the TNT call.
Yeah.
Indiana with it. Halliburton. He'll take it. He'll backpedal a three for the win.
All right, Harlan, where you at?
No, great layout.
And that's another problem I got with is Reggie Miller is on the call when he shouldn't be.
Oh, you sound like Shasky. He said if he was a Knicks fan, he would not want to.
Well, then Stephen A. Smith shouldn't be able to comment on the Knicks.
Also, let the listeners know I'm an avid Knicks fan.
Yes.
And I think they.
I got to pick a bone with you real quick, Ken.
Go ahead,
because Dibs and I have this playbook. I hope he's listening. You show your fandom after defeats and gut-wrenching losses. And to come in here like Tennessee tuxedo with no gear on, it speaks volumes.
You're right.
I wear my stuff when it's just bad.
I was going to do it.
And that, I'm shocked that you, we didn't win, so I won't dress up.
You're right.
Real ones dress up when it's heart and blood.
All right, so if the T-Wolves lose tonight, should I wear my Timberwolves sweater tomorrow?
I just hate that I had to tell you that.
First of all, you don't tell me how to wear a sweat.
Hey, Ken, I'm shocked, man. But Steiny, man, that hurt.
All right, let's get to some calls because
Out there making you smile.
First of all, I want to go to Butkus in Walnut Creek. He's been waiting the longest, and then we'll get to something special. What's up, Butkus? How you doing, buddy?
Good. How you guys doing? Great show.
Hey, thanks, buddy.
Hey, Butkus, real quick.
You're
not the Butkus I met at the Kingfish.
No, well, I met you. You guys were out at Kingstar.
Hey, hey. Yeah.
I recommended the Kingfish, and then I recommended Matt Oak Upland as well.
Yeah, right. Matt Oak,
welcome to the show, bud.
I know the owner of Matt Oak. If you guys want to try to do a show there,
remote. I go over there once in a while.
It's a really big place. So
yeah, it's
you
cool.
Sit there.
It's got a little second level on it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, great spot. No, I think that's the best place to watch a Warriors game in the East Bay.
Mm.
So,
all right.
I'm totally plugging my friendship.
That's fine. That's fine. What do you think about Kuminga?
Yeah. He could score, and he's, like, crazy athletic, obviously. But honestly, I mean, he can't play defense. He fouls like crazy. Can't rebound. Pods and Curry out-rebounds him when Kuminga plays. And, like, his turnovers are absolutely painful. And then, like, he destroys the flow of the offense because, you know, I don't think he understands how to play in the system. And, you know, all we do is have him do isolation, drive to the bucket, and then he chucks up threes, you know, like zero cuts, like, you know, the normal flow of the offense. And I think that's why, like, you know, Kerr is so frustrated with him. He will score, like, some crazy, you know, get a great dunk or an alley-oop or something, and then he'll just throw the ball away or hack someone at midcourt, you know, for no reason. And then, to be honest, I mean, I don't, you know, obviously Curry and Dre are at Kerr's level, and if they felt he could play with them and win, I think Dre and Curry would demand that, you know, he would play.
Yeah, I mean, Butkus, thanks for the call. I don't disagree.
But
that
put
maybe,
on the Minnesota
maybe,
playoff games
maybe.
When not one Warrior could create a shot or get to the rack, who was doing it? Jonathan Kuminga. So I'm going Tim and Raleigh. Let's focus on the good part of JK. And say maybe.
What are we going to do for the next 90 minutes
I'll give you a good
that.
One. But you know what I mean, man.
Okay, here's what I will say, because I'll steer this in a different direction. Why can't we acknowledge that perhaps,
right,
Steph Curry and Draymond Green are accomplices in this situation? Accomplices to Steve Kerr.
All right, but where do you go from there with that?
Then you got to move him. Let's go to Philmo Mike. Philmo wants to talk about Michael Porter Jr. Hey, Philmo, how you doing?
Hey, what's up with it?
Mike knows who, too. I can't wait to hear your thoughts.
Man, he's trash, Guru.
Oh,
Michael
Porter, that hurt.
It don't hurt. It's
question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Just like, y'all had War Moon on, right?
Yeah.
A couple days ago. And then Steiny asked a question. She was like, you know, I don't know. You didn't make as much money as people make today. My thing is, and I'm not hating on nobody. I want everybody to get their money.
Right.
But everybody ain't built the same. So when everybody not a Steph Curry, it's a lot of, man, they getting this type of money and they not even moving themselves after they get the contract, man. Mm. That's sad. Like, it ain't no, like, you could say what you want about Barry Bonds, but at the end of the day, he did what he had to do. He was a professional. Okay, he didn't talk to the media, but he did his thing on the field. He left it all on the field. You got too many players. All these players in the NBA, they don't really want a championship. They ain't really riding or dying for the city. Mm. Like, bro, but you making $20 million, like, whatever you making. Michael Porter Jr., overpaid. Look at all these spoiled-ass athletes. They overpay, dude. Everybody not LeBron James. He's a real, like you know what I'm saying?
I do. Yeah.
Everybody's not on that level where they could have that maturity, get the bag, still work out every day, still have that killer mentality, because it's just natural to just say, okay, well, I'm just going to stop doing what I'm trying to do. And I'm sick of these NBA players only caring about tattoos and, you feel me, whatever. Bro, focus on, like, when you lose a season, take 2-3 weeks off and get back in the gym. Whoever you are, Draymond included, whoever, get better every year. You're getting paid $25 million to play a kid's game, bro. Like, I don't think they get – it's too much. They make too much money and they escape from reality. Mm. I hate it.
Wow. Mike, you know what I would add to that? And thanks for the call. And this is in general. This is an in-general stereotype. Doesn't work for everybody, but I think it works in the terms of what Mike's saying. I do believe that, quote unquote, back in the day, when you got drafted into the NBA, your goal was to be the best player you could possibly be. And you wanted to win as much as possible. And you were willing to make sacrifices for the good of the team. And what I think now is too many guys are getting drafted, and all they really are looking for is the lifestyle. They want the lifestyle. Without paying the price of a Kobe, of a LeBron, of a Curry, of a Bird, Magic, Jordan.
And
I get it. It's a generalization, but that's the way I feel.
We see it in sports everywhere, Steiny. And Mike wasn't going here, but I'll take the baton. I told you Monday I wanted to go off. I wasn't here. I wanted to go off because I feel like I'm watching Major League Baseball. In an era that I grew up in, if you struck out 2 or 3 times, you were ashamed to take that walk back to the dugout. And now it's nothing to strike out 3 or 4 times, have a runner on third, no outs, and still swing for the fences. If I told you guys how disgusted I am, and I've been hiding this, to see a 150 or 174 hitter in a starting lineup, sometimes batting fifth, sometimes batting fourth, my thing is to what Mike said, what the hell has happened to standards? Like, what's happened? How is this allowed?
Well, if you really want an answer, we can discuss it. I don't necessarily think that people today believe the product is worse in these sports. They just believe it's different. And you look at the NBA. To me, it's the exact same. 53's a game. 53's a game. Yeah, okay. Baseball, home runs or strikeouts?
Soto took 9 straight pitches down the middle yesterday and didn't swing once.
Are you saying he stinks?
No, I'm just, what are we doing?
The analytics apparently show.
I hate that word.
This is the way to do it.
Like, so do you think there's, real quick, Steiny, do you think there's analytics of relationships? Like, no,
I don't know.
There's no analytic to lie. Nothing's happening that hadn't happened before. We're obsessed with the wrong stuff. Hey, 1 + 1 = 2. But now we got, let me slow down. There's the
goo. Think about what you're asking, though.
Michael said, real quick, Filmo Mike said, your boy's overpaid. And Who? He probably is. Porter Jr.
Okay.
We could add 60 to 70 more names to that list. Okay. And they'll be good, dude. They still can play. But if we're going to go overpaid, we could stay here to five. I'm just sick of mediocrity. I'm sick of.
So
give me your jersey after
mediocre?
They get. No, it's just, it's change. It's okay. Ruined to me. Because nobody
but
cares.
What about basketball with the threes?
There's, but it's still, it's not as drastic as baseball, but I don't, it's too much. But you're right. You're right.
Like what I'm, see, I look at
running
it,
back doesn't matter in football. Walter Payton. Well, Billy Sims.
They don't play anymore.
Roger Craig.
They don't
play
anymore.
Because we've dumbed the game down to make that make sense. And it doesn't.
It does if you consider it is now a passing
league. To
hell
with an analytic. I know a good person or a bad person. I know a good ball player or a bad ball player. But now striking out four times is okay? To bat 170 and be in a starting lineup is acceptable?
Yes, it is.
I don't want any part of that.
Okay, then don't watch.
I love it.
Apparently you don't.
No, I love it.
And the reality, Goo, is I look at it from the other side. So it sounds to me, just using the basketball analogy.
Yeah. Oh, you're
it sounds to me like what you would have preferred is for a team like the Golden State Warriors to not shoot threes when they had Clay and Steph.
Oh, no.
Well, what?
That was brilliance by Steve Kerr.
Well, that was analytics. They figured out that if you make one out of three threes, it's as good or better.
That's okay when you have Clay and Steph. Not when you're the Charlotte Hornets hoisting up 50 shots and everybody stinks at shooting threes.
What about the Celtics? They wrote it to a title last year.
But these are anomalies. I'm okay with that. But
no,
everybody's
champions.
Trying to play that way and right. You don't have those.
So how did the Thunder play okay? What about
the
T-Wolves?
No, I like how the Thunder.
What about the T-Wolves?
I have
They're
no problem.
They're fourth in the league in three-point percentage.
I have no problem with them, but they got guys that can do it.
Well, they got like,
and
some
stars
teams are
one
good,
of them.
Some
he
teams
made the
are
most
bad.
Three. But you know what I'm saying. Everybody's trying to copycat and do what you do when you have stars and you don't. And B.J. Armstrong, the great B.J. Armstrong, who did he take the job with?
Sacramento.
Dude, don't act like you don't know what I'm talking about.
I do know what you're talking about, but you sound like an old head. You sound like many people say that I sound like. You're yelling at a cloud because you believe
that
sports.
Term, old head.
You believe that sports were better back in the day.
But don't, let's be real. The world was better. Man
According
and woman
whom?
Were, but Sonny, stop. You didn't have all this stuff that we're dealing with now. People
Arizona.
Are as miserable and mean as they've ever been in my life. I can't even ride BART.
Are you guys enjoying life? You're all about 30-ish.
They don't know anything else.
You guys like life? You think it's pretty good?
They're punks.
I think life's pretty good.
Exactly.
I can't speak on behalf of what it was because obviously I wasn't there for
but this
it.
This is
but
pretty
I
good. Would, yeah, I'm sorry.
Go it's ahead. Pretty good, yeah.
Yeah, your neighbor loved thy neighbor. People were kind. They cared. People don't even cut their grass anymore.
Okay.
Take a ride around the neighborhoods. There's no pride. You got kids getting kidnapped. Oh, everything's going just crazy.
What?
All kind of kids. Come on, Stoney. Don't Goo. I don't want to lose my job, man. Come on,
Guru.
Don't tell me this is, dude, as sinister as it's ever been.
Okay,
it's so, unacceptable.
Let me know when you're done.
I'm done.
Let me know when you're done.
I want to tear up.
Okay,
but go
so I don't know if you know this. I didn't tell you this, but the house next door, our neighbor, was up for sale. It's been for sale, and somebody bought it. A nice young couple with two children.
Okay.
We made them a dinner.
That is
And
awesome.
We took it over to their house.
They probably were like, what's going on?
So I don't know
I like
what
that.
World you're describing, but it doesn't mean you have to live in it.
I like that. I like that.
Well, apparently it's not enough for you.
No, you know what I'm talking about.
No,
you
I
do.
Don't. No, I don't.
Yeah, you're trying to do what you did with Willard yesterday. I stand on it.
I don't understand what, like,
the world, we're selfish, than more selfish than we ever been.
What does that have to do with a guy hitting 175?
He's selfish. But, Sonny, come on, man. The world's different. I want to go back to the 70s, man.
Goo, I think I understand what he means, Steiny, is that I think it's a little bit more magnified now, though, but that's because of social media, Goo.
Yeah.
It was always happening. Yeah. Wars were still going on back then.
That's deep, man.
It's actually not that deep. It's something you could think of.
But you didn't have kids running in stores. You used to have to finesse to steal. They used to call it boosters. Now these kids are just running in and running out. And nobody's doing, come on, I'm paying my hard-earned money in line, and then I'm watching people not even do anything to try to stop them?
Gutsy.
Sonny, stop, man. All we care about is pictures.
I'm so upset.
Like, let me take a picture of my meal. How about you conversate with who you went to dinner with, and get, you know what I mean, and build each other up. Let me take a picture instead of everybody I'm eating meatloaf at an expensive restaurant. Let me take a picture of my backside and post it. When did we get this dumb? I'm sick of it and I'm a part of it. I'm trying to quit. This is out of control. This is the lowest we have been as a society. You know it, and you know what I'm talking about.
I think there's some aspects you're right about, but I don't think it can be.
Divorce rate over 50%.
That's been that way for 62 years.
For the sanctity of marriage and the kids.
That wasn't necessarily.
Now we're like, you stepped on my shoe. I wanted a divorce. I'm on Instagram. I'm on Facebook. I am sick of what we got going on.
I don't necessarily think a couple that stays together is necessarily that's the right thing to do. I mean, so you're saying your parents stuck together?
I believe so.
Man, look how you turned out. No guarantees just because you stick together.
All right, I got it all. I got it all started. I'm telling you, all man. Right.
I'm here for you, buddy.
Man.
I'm here for you. You know, it's funny. I'm looking at all the texts, and they're like, I love this guy. I agree with Guru. Preach, Guru.
I'm just.
How come when I do it, everyone's like, you're a hater.
Oh,
you're an old man.
We
got a couple super chats here. One from Kyle Silva, 199, saying happy holiday weekend to both of you guys.
There it is.
Cheers, boys.
Memorial
and then
Day.
One more super chat. Kyle Silva, Guru, not just a backside, a paid for backside. Oh, a paid for backside.
I feel better, man. I'm real, man.
Listen, the way I look at it is when we were kids, we'd go into a convenience store. And we'd stuff some candy bars in our pocket, and we'd sneak out. So why don't you give these kids credit now? They just do it blatantly. They walk in, they take it, and they say, come and get me.
And they're ruining the businesses, though. That's how bad it's getting. The store's got to close.
Let's get to Eric in Oakland. Hey, Eric, how you doing?
Hey, we're here.
Oh.
Yes, I have to follow up on that note.
Yeah, sure. Well,
I'm sorry, man.
Yeah, I guess you do. But
he could have been intimidated.
Who hung up on whom?
I think he had a little stage fright.
He hung up on us.
Yeah. I appreciate
what you're
you jumping
doing?
In.
You're scaring people off.
No, I'm getting a lot of love. I didn't do it for love. Like, people are tired, man.
You did it for clicks.
One click. Man, I felt good, though. I felt like a cigarette of life.
How would you know?
When you I told to, you when
you
I went to
the smoke
casino.
Heaters?
When I throw dice. Oh, man.
Oh, boy. I'm with you, Goo. Zuki, man. You all right?
Yeah.
Oh. I can use this time to say when Willard and Dibs come in at 2, they got a hell of a show coming up.
Well, 140. Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
Steve Kerr at 5 and Brock Purdy at 3. Brock Purdy at 3 and Steve Kerr at 5. Huh? Oh, yeah. And if you have a question for Goo, we're gonna test his 143 IQ tomorrow.
Dude, I cannot. I'm going to be vindicated.
If you have a question that you'd like to ask Goo so that he can prove how smart he is, which he will. Just email the question at matt.steinmetz@odyssey.com. And I've already seen about 8 to 10 come in.
Wow.
And some of them are good. And we'll use them. All right. Whew. Goo.
Well, I had to get it off, man.
See, 408. Goo. Divorces at an all-time low.
Please.
So is the marriage rate.
Stiney, stop.
And he says, get your facts straight.
I know for a fact the rate's over 50. Now,
I don't know that you know that for a fact.
Why would I include it in my rant?
Because you just make stuff up half the time.
Damn, look how the guy's looking at you talking to me like that in the back.
All righty. 888-957-9570 is the number. And Guru's on one. Oh, I got a good this or that for you on the other side. That segment brought to you by Chilton Auto Body.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.